The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Hi there, it's Big Party, and welcome to the Big Party Morning Show podcast on Channel 94.1 FM right here in Omaha. Thanks for joining us. It is Monday, and you're going to learn a little bit about what the ideal time is for making Whoopi, the Wasp in Hell, Jennifer Lawrence almost in a plane crash, and much, much more. Feel free to check us out and message us on Facebook and Twitter. It's at Big Party Show. All right, thank you so much, and enjoy the show.
It's now time for news headlines with Molly
on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, authorities plan to resume their search for a man that went missing at Cunningham Lake yesterday. He was fishing with his 8-year-old son at the Omaha Lake when they became separated. Dad jumped into the lake to kind of swim, and apparently the boat drifted, he drifted, and that was the last. So the boy was waving down passing boaters to try to get their attention. The recovery effort will continue this morning. Omaha police say that they're going to use, you know, dive teams as well as sonar technology, but the silty conditions out at Lake Cunningham could make it difficult. Cunningham Lake Park is going to remain closed until the Omaha Fire Department reopens it, and roads around the lake are also going to be closed to the public as they continue their search. It's a non-swimming lake. So they were out, you know, fishing, and he jumped in. And three people are dead following a motorcycle crash that happened near 72nd and Cass over the weekend. Multiple witnesses say that they saw Suzuki run a red light at a high rate of speed, colliding with a Harley Davidson that was carrying two people. The crash remains under investigation.
It was like a guy and his girlfriend on a mm-hmm. bike.
Just heartbreaking. That's. Yeah. Be careful out there. The start of school is going to usher in a set of changes to the Omaha Public Schools grading scale. Omaha World Herald is reporting that the latest changes will require students to earn a higher score if they want to get that A. The new scale also will make it easier to get a failing grade. So the 4-point grading scale was first introduced in 2010, and it's been reworked several times since then. But apparently for the 2017-2018 year, it's going to be a little bit harder to get that A and a little bit easier to get that F.
Can you do extra credit?
I think it depends on the teacher and the class and what's available. But there are nearly 4,000 OPS kindergartners, you know, that are getting books for that summer slump. You know, the summer vacation starts and everybody's like, oh my gosh.
Bored.
But the new, yeah, I know. Already, it's like a weekend and they're already like, I'm bored. The new grading scale will be adopted across the district at the start of this school year. So this is going to be a heads up to students. Don't slide over that summer. Omaha is getting ready for the College World Series. Lots of names that we've heard before. TCU, Florida State, Cal State Fullerton, LSU. They all got their tickets punched yesterday on their road to Omaha.
So we're just waiting on the Wake Forest game, right?
Mm-hmm. I think there's two. No. Yeah, the Florida State, Wake Florida
Florida
and
State's
Wake Forest.
In. Yeah, Florida yeah. and Wake Forest, yeah.
So the Gators are one victory away from Omaha. But we have Louisville, Oregon State, Texas A&M. College World Series, the opening ceremonies are this Friday, and then opening play starts Saturday. 2:00 game will be the first pitch, and it'll all be airing on ESPN.
Well, the paper says that there's the Florida-Wake Forest game starting at noon today, and then I think obviously if Wake wins, they play again at 3.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it says ESPN tonight, 7:30, Mississippi State versus LSU, if necessary. So
oh,
maybe
really?
There's a day game that's not on TV, and if
Got
it gets
it.
Pushed to the third one, it is. But it'd be cool to get LSU up here because they always have great fans.
Yeah.
A lot
yeah.
of times LSU fans come,
they come
no matter
regardless.
What.
Yeah.
And they're like the best tailgaters, and they'll take
you
over
bet.
Like Barrett's Bar. I mean,
yeah.
they're probably one of the best traveling fans of the College World Series.
Isn't that interesting,
LSU fans.
Even when they don't have a team here, a lot of them still come because of the experience alone. It's just a blast. So,
that would
be great to
baseball.
See LSU
They
here
tailgate
again.
Like crazy. Oh. They'll cook
good
up all
smells.
Their pots of jambalaya.
I was going to say, always the good food smells. I remember that from Rosenblatt. I wonder what they do now that there's not really that like little hobo village that we all had when we were over at Rosenblatt where you could go into the neighborhood.
Yeah, there are parking lots.
There
now,
are now. You know. It's been at TD Ameritrade long enough now that people have started pounding out their little spots. So it's starting to get that little vibe of neat little Hoovervilles that go up.
Because the parking lot across, there's a lot of people that tailgate and just kind of camp out over there. Yeah, well, it's become its thing. So,
and I was reading in the Omaha World Herald in the money section that the College World Series, it's going to be the Capital District opening the parking garage over there. So I guess College World Series fans will have the first access to part of the long-awaited multi-million-dollar Capital District redevelopment project. So that's going to be coming online just in time for everybody to get to town.
There must have been a late game because they're saying that LSU did make it here and they're going to be taking on Florida State. So something must be weird.
Yeah, I had LSU.
That they're already through.
Yeah, they're already through.
I had LSU was already through, according to the paper.
Well, it's probably just when they when they printed it, that wasn't in.
Right, yeah. So online they updated it, but the Capital District is going to be coming online. So that 12th Street and Capitol Avenue, it'll open. They've got that huge parking garage, but also the big thing is like the Marriott Hotel, 12-story apartment building, all sorts of stuff over there. So there's going to be lots of fun stuff. Another construction site, it's across the street from the old Mattress Factory Bar and Grill parking lot during the College World Series is sort of like a village for baseball vendors. It's getting to be, man, I hope it's not this hot. I always feel bad for when the people arrive and it's like, my goodness, it's baking. Puerto Rico, the residents there voted overwhelmingly in favor of becoming the 51st state. The island territory's governor said 97% of the people voted in favor of statehood in a referendum Sunday. Despite the vote for statehood, adding a 51st star to the American flag would still be a ways off. That's because it would still take an act of the U.S. Congress to officially add Puerto Rico to
we
the
can't
U.S.
add it. It'll screw up all of our flags.
New flags.
I mean, they're like China. I know, it's one right behind you.
That flag lobby is going to be pushing for it. They're like, this will be a boon industry.
Flags.
Just stick one on there. Just stick an extra star on there. Can you do that? Or is that like I don't know what the legalese is on that. President Trump is now joined by his wife and son at the White House. First Lady Melania Trump and their son Barron made the move from New York yesterday. They were living in Trump Tower in New York after the inauguration while the 11-year-old Barron finished up his school year. Barron is the first boy to live in the White House since John F. Kennedy Jr., in 1963. And the Pittsburgh Penguins are Stanley Cup champions for the second year in a row. Patrick Hornquist scored with just a minute and a half left in the third period.
Fluky goalie banked it off of the goalie's back. Yeah. Otherwise, it was going into overtime. And then what kind of sucked is the Nashville fans, maybe they were sick of sitting on fish. But they ran
just
the ice.
Tossing them in there.
They
the
threw
catfish.
Everything that they had in their pockets onto the ice.
Everything but the kitchen sink. And that, game five of,
A friend of ours, Megan, she was out in Knoxville in some public area. She sent a video and, oh my God, people are just sitting outside watching. I was like, you must be the only Pens fan there.
I know. Yeah. Be quiet. Sneak
be
out.
Well,
so they're going to get you.
We're wondering if our two Mavs on the team, Genzel and Archibald, if they'll bring the cup back to Omaha.
That would be sweet.
Because every player gets it for a day.
Yeah. Oh, I guess
cool.
He could.
Get to see it. Pose with it again. Game five of the NBA Finals looks like last year's game five. So it's the Cleveland Cavaliers trailing the Golden State Warriors. So tip-off is at 8 o'clock on ABC. It's just like been a beat-up season. And Bill Cosby's a sexual assault trial is continuing into the second week in Pennsylvania. Cosby's attorneys are expected to present evidence today. However, it's not clear if the 79-year-old comedian will take the stand, though they've said multiple times that he will not. Cosby's publicist raised the possibility Friday, saying nothing's ever off the table. So that could still be a possibility. Cosby is accused of drugging and assaulting a former Temple University staff member at his Pennsylvania area home in 2004. The prosecution rested Friday after calling 12 witnesses over 5 days. And Honda says it plans to have self-driving cars on city streets by 2025. The Japanese car maker unveiled a plan today or last week to develop autonomous cars for city streets, saying it must look beyond conventional vehicles to survive in an industry moving rapidly into the electronic, the electric and self-driving car industry. So
I mean, this is really going to be a thing in the next, you know, 40 years. You wonder, will people be allowed to drive?
Probably not.
I mean,
we're
because
get those first
that
ones.
Will be the problem when everything's driverless, robotic cars that are perfect. Mm-hmm. They probably want you to turn over your car keys.
Yep. Turn it over, old man or whoever. Yeah. They'll probably do this. They'll probably just start raising the age.
To drive,
mm-hmm. you know, that'll get higher and higher and, you know, slowly they'll have no driver's license.
Griefer parents can breathe a sigh of relief. That's the one thing for friends of mine who have kids that are driving age. It's like a whole new set of worries.
Oh gosh.
You know,
yes.
The minute they walk out the door, bye mom. You know, I mean, even if your kid's responsible, it's just other things on the road. I mean,
and
other things.
And distractions.
Happen.
Like when we learned to drive at 16, you didn't have the distraction of texting.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, just this, all the things you can do on a smartphone. Text, listen to music, play around. We didn't have that distraction.
Nope.
Which I would have been a mess. I would have been on my phone the whole time. As like at 16, if they had handed me the keys and my phone. I mean, because, you know, you're already playing with the radio and doing whatever. I mean, punching around. But man, add a phone to the mix. Those kids who can really put them down and lock them up.
You'd think they'd be able to figure something out, to have some kind of jammer in the car, you know?
Mm-hmm. No kidding. So losing weight, apparently a good way to be incentivized is cash. Researchers tried a bunch of different ways, and they said that if you offer people monetary rewards, people start dropping the pounds. They feel the satisfaction with meeting the goals. If somebody offered me money, I think I would definitely pay attention. If somebody's like, okay, for losing 10 pounds, you'll get, you know, a reward or what have you. But if somebody said, no, you get a cash payout, you know, let's say you got 10 bucks a pound or something like that. That would, I mean, wouldn't you? You'd be like, you have my attention.
I'd be doing something, right?
People in the rewards system won $225, resulting in a net win of like $60. Less than half won more than they were paid to join it. 8 and 10 said that they were satisfied. I mean, people were handed, you know, cash.
We'd have those competitions here every now and then between a group of us who are trying to lose weight. And I remember one year someone won by losing like 2 pounds. But yeah, that was all cash involved. You bet.
There's always cash incentive going on at a local, you know, your local gym.
But I've never seen that. Really?
Oh, yeah. They'll be like, hey, it's $1,000 10-week program or whatever the case, stuff like that. But the transformation has to be the best, you know?
Yeah, the winner usually is somebody who just crushes it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to be very on top of it.
Yes.
Well, maybe this would give you another incentive. Getting in bed with your significant other. Online sex toy retailer conducted a survey. I always love it when they're like, I mean, it's like an industry deal.
Yeah.
But it's this retailer called Love Honey. And they wanted to find out what is the ideal amount of time most people want to spend in bed with their significant other. And I was surprised. There was 30 minutes was declared the optimum length of time. The magic number is 30.
Of romance, you're saying?
People say 30 minutes from beginning to end. 30 minutes is the perfect half hour.
Does that include the foreplay thing?
Right. Yeah. I think it's the whole nine yards.
Okay.
From beginning to end, 30 minutes. But on average, couples are falling way short. 11 minutes is usually the couple standard. That is, a lot of people settle for quickies, failing to make time for proper, you know, intimate sessions. Because hurry up, we got stuff, or I'm tired, or what have you. Typically, sex for most couples lasts about 19 minutes, broken down by 10 minutes of foreplay, 9 minutes of actual, you know, deed. 10 minutes of foreplay. Think about that, guys.
10 minutes of foreplay. Wow.
Molly, you make it sound so hot.
Trying to keep it very clinical.
You're talking it's about a sex research. Or making sandwiches.
Listen, just do by the numbers. Sex 30, by the numbers.
You think 30 sounds too long?
30 sounds like just a hunk of time. Yes. Sounds like a large hunk of time.
I don't sit there and look at the clock.
If I could gauge the time from... When it, you know, really on the job to finish. If I was just going to gauge it on the sound of the neighbors, it's way lower than that.
Oh, really?
Right.
It's a small rattle.
Oh,
to
quit it, really.
Vigorous shaking.
Oh gosh.
And then stop.
And what do you? What
and
would
then
you?
Step, 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 and then you hear the sink.
Bathroom.
The sink.
Yeah. The sink goes.
It's so animal. And I'm sure other people hear us, you know, they hear your routine, but it's so routine.
It is. But how do you make it not routine? I don't know. You
can't just lay there in the moment and enjoy the glow. It's like you immediately have to get up.
Stuff and things, places to go, people to see. I mean,
sometimes
you know.
You might need a sandwich or something, right, Molly?
Right. Yeah. I mean, what if you just... You just gotta, yeah, exactly. Party's always looking for that next meal.
Party has replaced sex with food.
Oh, why are you hurting me now?
I know. That was a real shot across the brow there.
I'm in a loving relationship. I've got it
when
all
When you're
going
younger
on.
And you're out, you know, on a Friday night, you're gonna go out there and find women.
Oh, yeah.
You get older and you get excited for, I can't wait to make a steak. Ooh, I'm going to get home and make so much food.
Ooh, it's going to be crazy. Oh, I'm not going to eat it all right away. I'm going to course it out. Ooh, it's going to be slow. I'm going to take my time.
Yeah, but making a good meal is, it can be as satisfying as sex, right?
Can it? Maybe you're not, I don't want to say you're doing it wrong, but... Just something to consider that maybe you might want to look at.
You got the foreplay, which is like firing up that grill.
Mm-hmm.
Letting the coals get hot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you got it all. I mean.
But the problem is that.
That's
I don't want to turn you on, man. I'm just trying to be cool here. I'm going to make grilling sound a lot more sexier than Molly does
You're
with sex.
You need to work on that.
Apparently us on the show can make even sex sound awful. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.
I mean, you wonder if it's the same principle. If like food magazines, do they go at producing the magazine like almost like a dirty magazine?
Probably so. You know? There's probably some creepy dude taking the photos, you know, so I'm sure.
Wylene finds a stack of food weeklies. Under your mattress.
She wouldn't be surprised. That's just it. So.
Mike, are these yours? You're all ashamed. You show her your shame face.
Yes.
They're so funny. Love you guys. Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1.
We were gone for the weekend, right? I got home and we have this like outdoor enclosed patio where a wasp, the biggest wasp I've ever seen in my life. I've never really seen anything like this one. It was strange. He was inside, but he apparently was making a home inside there.
Yeah. Oh, no.
So he, you know, most of the time when, you know, flies and wasps and stuff like that, they go out the inside something and they go right to the screen and then they're done.
Mm-hmm.
This guy knew the door. He'd been in and out so many times, he knew how to get in. So we finally got him out, and then we found this tiny little nest he was starting. And then we were trapped inside. We couldn't go out back because he was out there. Or she, whatever the hell it was, and it was trying to get in.
I don't want to, you know what?
I don't want to offend
that. I don't want to get calls.
It was, let's be PC about it.
I want to get calls.
Banging up against the sliding glass doors, trying to get in. I'm like, what the hell is happening here? This thing knows how to get in the door.
Probably because he has a nest inside. That's where all of his stuff is.
That's probably it.
Or his babies.
Well, those are gone.
Or her. Come on. I mean, really? Do we have to gender assign it's a wasp?
Well, I didn't know.
Maybe that wasp, Molly, doesn't even want to have a gender assigned to it, right?
There you know, go. Maybe it doesn't know yet.
But
it
anyway.
It might just still be figuring out.
It was strange.
Maybe
I just
it's
thought
binary.
It strange, so It could be binary.
Is anybody
It's crazy, though, how funny
to,
how...
to bites?
No, just the thing was, dude, the thing was about 3 inches long.
That freaks me out, because it's basically a needle with wings. I mean, I have a horrible phobia of needles, and so whenever I see bees or wasps, I always have to, like, keep it on the rails, because I'm like, that's basically a needle with wings.
He had the weird body where he was, about an inch of him was body, and then they had that, just, like, the size of a needle going down, then a long butt. And the thing was smart.
Oh, don't their bites hurt really bad? Like
they don't. Their
and they
stingers,
don't stop.
Their stingers don't fall out. They just terrorize you.
And unlike bees that can only sting you once, and then that is their swan song. You know, they die. Wasps can sting you multiple times and keep on ticking.
They're just doing it for fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a kamikaze like a bee.
No.
Or a suicide bomber.
The thing was weird, though. I mean, I sat there staring and watching it just dive bomb into the glass, trying to get in to the door, not any other window, to the door. I'm like, this is weird, you know.
There's a kind of wasp called a tarantula hawk wasp.
Oh, just the name.
What in the
and that
heck
looks
is
terrifying.
That?
It's pretty good size. If you put in like worst bites by an insect, level 4 is bullet ant.
Yeah, yes. Bullet ants are bad.
And tarantula hawk wasps.
Oh. I will not be Googling that, but I appreciate the information.
The bullet ant is the fun one where the guy loses a bet and has to stick his hand in a glove full of bullet ants. Because there's a tribe down in South America where they do that with your coming of age. Like when you're a man, you have to pass a test. You get bit by a bunch of bullet ants. Oh my God, the YouTube clip of the guy in pain is hilarious. Yeah.
It's hours.
I mean, if you find that kind of thing funny, like, bad.
We'll post it on our Facebook page.
It's hilarious. The levels of...
It's insane.
Crying, dancing.
Yeah, I would say.
Vomiting. I mean...
Vomiting, crying. I think there's a toxin in it, so he's seeing things.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, that was my morning, or afternoon yesterday, is dodging one single lone ginormous... wasp.
And you were trying to what? Get to the...
I was trying to get to the grill.
Get to the grill.
Uh-huh. He's like, listen.
He was I'm in just the middle of your eating and drinking.
Drinking. On his way to the grill.
Are you going to kill him?
I think he's gone.
You don't have a spray?
Well, I sprayed the place where he had his nest that we got rid of. But as for him outside, dude, I'm not even messing with that.
Mess.
I mean, I thought of several different ways of getting him, and I'm like, all right, we're just going to have to trap him in here because he wants in. And then I'm going to have to come in here and try to kill him. But then I'm like, you know what? I'll just sit inside for a little while.
Or her.
Watch TV. Or her.
Yes. Or her. Come on.
So, yeah.
The Big Party Morning Show. Channel 94.1.
Katy Perry had her new album, Witness, drop on Friday. And while Spotify shows that Taylor Swift is actually beating her in, amounts of streams... Katy Perry spent the weekend online, 72-hour YouTube live stream over the weekend. She had a question and answer with James Corden, and part of it entailed ranking her lovers.
You know, I don't, that matrix, that number that you threw out there, though, that's not really that surprising. A new album versus somebody's established catalog that wasn't available before. I mean, all of them are hits. So people now, you know, when they have a chance to listen to a bunch of hits they've already heard before versus just 15 new songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just felt bad for, you know, I mean, the timing of it was a little, everybody got buzzing about that. Like, I mean, really, Taylor, you had to do it the day that Katy Perry's dropping her.
Yeah, but you know what? It's competition in the end, right? I mean.
Sure. But I mean, you know, all's fair, I guess, in love and music.
All right. So she ranked her lovers and who's number one?
John Mayer, just like that guy needed anything to make his big head already larger. And number two was Orlando Bloom. Number three spot went to Diplo. She referred to singer Josh Groban, as the one that got away. She was linked to him back in 2009. So Katy Perry was letting it all be free. She was, you know, hanging out in her pajamas and being just... all herself during the whole 72 hours of live streaming. I mean, that's a lot of time to allow people into your life.
It was like Big Brother house, except it was Big Brother Katy Perry. It was like 60 cameras or something.
Yeah, it was a lot of Katie. John Hamm has revealed that if he ever decided to throw in the towel for acting, teaching would be something he'd go back to. I guess he did teach after college. John Hamm taught drama back at his old St. Louis High School. How crazy is that? Can you imagine thinking back to like, oh, yeah, we had John Hamm as an acting teacher in high school.
Yeah. I thought he had given up on acting. I mean, all he does is commercials for don't get your taxes done. Your taxes won. He does those terrible ads for H&R Block.
Yeah.
Hasn't done much since.
He shows up on projects every once in a while. But yeah, I mean, I think that since Mad Men wrapped, it's been, you know, we haven't really seen him. Because, you know, you have access to somebody on television.
You think he's kind of typecasted, though, a little bit now?
I don't know. He was great on that show. I don't know why he doesn't do more stuff. Maybe he doesn't have to. I think he was well compensated.
Yeah, I think that was the whole thing. I'm looking at IMDb, and it looks like he's got some stuff coming up. He's got a couple projects that are in post-production, and he's got some things that came out this year. So, I don't know. I mean,
Molly, you're a big fan of John Hamm's Hamm.
That is ridiculous. He has seriously, I feel bad because he is hunted. So this is the deal. John Hamm is, well, I mean, you know, you feel bad. The guy walks out. Apparently, he's not a fan of underwear, but he has like, I don't know, a trouser anaconda. I mean, is that what we're going to call it? I mean,
you're calling it.
It's pretty. So there were times even when they were filming Mad Men where like the wardrobe people were like, dude.
Cover your leg, snake man. Well, it was the 50s when they're wearing tight polyester pants.
Right.
Tight pants.
So people started noticing that John Hamm was a very talented in the, not only acting, but the pants department.
Wasn't like polyester frowned upon?
God, polyester's fantastic.
Like in the 70s and 80s, right? Wasn't that something gross if you had like polyester?
No, because they had polyester leisure suits. Don't you remember?
Anytime I see anything with polyester in it, I get excited. Like I take polyester over cotton because it doesn't shrink.
And it stretches. I have a pair of pants that it's polyester from back in the day.
Is that just fat living?
Maybe. I don't like polyester.
I wish golf pants were polyester.
They throw it into everything. Like golf shirts are all these polyester blends.
Yes. Yeah. Well, because it's the dry width. It's, you know, the dry stuff where it whisks away, it quick dries or what have you.
Yeah, it'll be like a nylon polyester cotton blend.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
I find them rather unforgiving.
What?
I find them sometimes unforgiving, like the way they hang on. I don't know. I mean, I think it just depends on the blend and the cut of the shirt. But just throwing it out there. But yeah, it's hard to find a golf shirt that's not made with some sort of polyester, wick away, dry, fast sort of blend deal. We lost Adam West over the weekend.
Batman.
The original Batman. So he was the Batman actor.
And
died
the mayor
at 88.
Of Quahog, whatever, from Family Guy.
I know, that was really funny.
Adam West, yes. Talk about a recognizable voice.
Yeah, yes. Very much so.
What was wrong with him?
He's old, he died peacefully in his sleep, 88 years old.
88, man. He just went to sleep one day and didn't wake up.
That guy had a pretty good life.
Oh, gosh, yes.
I guess he did have, it wasn't that. He had a brief, a short but brave battle with leukemia, according to family. So I think he was sick there at the end. But it seemed like, I mean, he was always very active.
They should have anyone who ever played Batman in a movie be his pallbearers.
I'm serious.
Yeah, that'd be great. Like, that would be a sweet tribute.
Yeah.
To have all the Batmans carrying his casket.
Can they all wear the different Batman suits they had?
That's kind of what I would want to do, but maybe that's too cosplay-ish.
No, because I feel like that... No, because it's not campy if it's that, you know what I mean? Yeah. But if they all wore their... So you had the...
Remember the controversial nipple?
Remember, Batman was it that had the nipples that everybody was like, I can't believe they gave his suit nipples?
George Clooney, I think.
Okay. He had nipples? I guess I didn't realize.
Yeah, no, it was like a huge thing. They're like, did you see that? They gave him nipples. It was all the rage. They were talking about it. Batman suddenly had nipples.
So we need Michael Keaton, Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer. Who else did it?
George Clooney.
Clooney and...
Who's the Cockney actor guy?
Christian Bale. And then Ben Affleck.
Oh, yeah.
Batfleck.
Batfleck. Don't forget him.
Well, Robin. What's Robin going to do? Just ride on top of him, I guess, right?
That's Chris O'Connell, right?
You want him to ride?
Robin's little guy, right?
You want him to ride the casket? I think that would be
that, so. Okay, now that gets campy. I'm going to say no to that.
Sad note.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go studio.
You're listening to the Big Party Show
on Omaha's number one hit music station,
Channel 94.1.